The corporate-funded Tea Party movement, which came into prominence for their virulent hatred of President Obama, deficit spending, and government programs, appears to have virtually taken over the Republican Party. Over recent months, the movement-sponsored candidates have won several important primary victories, the latest being Christine O'Donnell's defeat of Delaware's GOP-endorsed candidate to run for U.S. Senate. But O'Donnell, who has declared that masturbation is adultery and women shouldn't serve in the military, now stands accused of campaign ethics violations and is far behind in recent polls against her Democratic opponent. Other successful Tea Party-endorsed Senate candidates, such as Sharon Angell of Nevada, Joe Miller in Alaska, and Rand Paul of Kentucky, have taken controversial stands against many government programs, such as Social Security, Medicare, unemployment insurance, and civil rights legislation, while favoring tax breaks for the nation's wealthiest citizens. Many polls suggest that widespread anger at continuing high unemployment could cost Democrats control of the House and or Senate in this November's midterm congressional election. But it's not clear how much voters really know about the Tea Party and Republican agenda to eviscerate the nation's social safety net. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Matthew Rothschild, editor of the Progressive magazine, who gauges the popularity of the Tea Party and examines why voters would embrace candidates promising to end cherished New Deal programs during the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression.
On the one hand, the ideology that they're espousing is just a kind of a libertarian free market ideology, which is what got us into this mess in the first place. The deregulation of Wall Street also got us into the mess in the Gulf of Mexico with BP. And the other very weird thing is we're in the deepest recession since the Great Depression. And the people who are suffering the most, young people, poor people, we have almost record levels of poverty now, minorities, there's a record number of home foreclosures. We are not seeing the people in the streets who just lost their jobs, just had their farm or their home taken by the bank, or the kids who can't find jobs. We're not seeing that. Instead, we're seeing this crowd of white people who are from the petty bourgeoisie, who are small shop owners, or I interviewed some of the Tea Party people in Madison on April 15th. There were realtors, there were carpenters, there were printers, there were construction people. There weren't people who had just been laid off. And this is troubling because this is the constituency of fascism, after all. And Noam Chomsky himself has been issuing warnings, as has Chris Hedges, about the risk of fascism in the United States. And this is a mass-based, far-right movement that we haven't seen in this country for decades. And I think we mock it at our peril.
Matthew, I wanted to ask you a bit about why you think we have candidates who espouse this Tea Party line that we should get rid of Social Security and Medicare, that we should oppose planks of the 1964 civil rights legislation that banned racial discrimination by businesses, that we should stop unemployment insurance to those people who are unemployed, that we should revoke the 14th Amendment that says that people born here in this country are citizens, and who favor tax breaks for millionaires. It seems that either people out in this country are not very well acquainted with these positions, or they are very consciously voting against their own economic self-interest.
Well, they're drunk with this right-wing ideology. And the ideology has been paid for by the huge corporations and these billionaires like the Koch brothers, the oil guys down in Texas, who have been trying to gin up a grassroots movement for years and years and finally succeeded. And the issue that they talk about are almost incidental. I mean, it was irrational that this group of people not only opposed any regulation on free enterprise, but that they opposed health care reform was very irrational. I mean, do you want your kid or yourself to be stripped of health insurance just because the insurance companies can say you had a pre-existing condition? I mean, I don't think there are a lot of Americans who wanted that to happen, and yet the health care issue was the issue that they seized on, initially at least. And so I think what this was a group of far-right Republicans who were able to become politicized, some who had never been overtly politicized in getting out in the street political, and got politicized by the fact that we had a black man in the White House, and, you know, all of a sudden the issues that didn't concern them during the Bush years, like civil liberties, like the Constitution, like the debt, all of a sudden concern them. And so that's irrational, that kind of response, and very sudden. And so I look for explanations in the fact of Obama's race and in the fact that, you know, Obama is pushing an agenda that they don't like for either long-held political reasons or newfound political reasons that are fed to them by their paymasters.
It seems that the Tea Party movement and the corporations that are funding it seem to have the goal of eviscerating America's modest social safety net. How do progressives, how do people who support the government when it comes to assisting those who are vulnerable and elderly and sick, how do progressives in general combat this? The message from the Tea Party, unfortunately, just seems to go unanswered in so much of our media.
Well, it's not answered coherently either by the Democrats or by the Obama administration. I mean, you're right. The Tea Partiers, you know, they're not just puppets of these billionaires either. There is a genuine grassroots movement that has caught fire here. But they want to essentially repeal the New Deal. And some of it is out of ignorance and some of it is out of just pure ideology. They don't want any government role. They'd rather fend for themselves even though they're going to get screwed by corporate power. What we need to do is say that the Obama administration has acted inadequately. In fact, the Tea Partiers are correct when they say, look, the bank bailout was ridiculous. It was ridiculous because Obama should have squeezed the banks when he had them on their hands and knees and said, we'll give you the $700 billion with a few strings attached. The strings are you can't foreclose on anybody for 2 years. The strings are you got to reduce everybody's mortgage by 30% because the market was hyperinflated. Every person in America who had a mortgage at that point would have benefited. One of the problems Obama's facing is he hasn't given people tangible reasons to vote for him or Democrats at this point. I mean, he's talking like he's delivered this great change, but people haven't felt the great change because he hasn't wrestled with corporate power aggressively enough. I think the fight has got to be against corporate power. There are some Tea Partiers who agree with the proposition that we should amend the Constitution to overturn the Supreme Court's decision in Citizens United that said corporations are persons and corporations should be able to buy elections, essentially. You know, I think there's some room there to talk to people at the grassroots on some of these issues, with some of them anyway. But some of them are unreachable by reason. And, you know, I worry sometimes that we've entered the dusk of the age of reason because you have the creationists, you have the people who deny global warming, you have the people against stem cells, and you have the people on the Tea Party movement who, some of them anyway, seems so far away from any rational argument.
That was Matthew Rothschild, editor of the Progressive Magazine and host of their weekly radio program. Visit the magazine's website at progressive.org.